Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is cloudy at West End, cloudy over much of the New Orleans area. I'm doing the show this afternoon from my studio in my apartment at West End, and it's a nice afternoon. Feels very much like springtime. I don't want anybody's life to be affected by rain, so I hope everybody does well tomorrow. If you're planning an outdoor activity, I hope it happens. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but I got to be honest with you. I look forward to a Saturday where it's kind of raining, maybe even storming, and I can just kick back and relax. And again, I say that with just total appreciation for those of you who don't want it to be that way and have outdoor plans. But, you know, some people enjoy the rain and they enjoy just, you know, kicking back and relaxing. And, you know, the rainy weather in Seattle and Portland never bothered me. And I think it kind of fed my reclusive nature. I'm Scoot on the air. I am glad you're with us. We do have a lot to get to. And coming up this hour, we'll talk about some of the controversy surrounding the new movie Snow White. It's a reboot of the 1937 movie. It's a live-action movie. And the person who's playing Snow White, Rachel Zegler, she is causing all kinds of problems to the point where Disney doesn't want her, put her on the red carpet, because they don't want her to be answering questions that are being asked. And they don't want to get her started. And they don't even want some of the media to be there, because they don't want the media to ask her certain questions about anything, because she goes off on these really extreme liberal tangents. So anyway, it's kind of a Charlie Foxtrot right now for Disney. So, you know, Bill Belichick, the former coach of the New England Patriots and the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels now, he's 72 years old. Now, can you picture Bill Belichick? I mean, I would say he's a rather rotund person. I mean, he's kind of a big guy. And he's got this 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. I mean, I'm sure his kids are older than his girlfriend. I mean, that's a little strange. Anyway, she has been making some waves on social media recently. And so now she's gone topless with an Instagram picture. But look, wait a minute. Don't rush to go look at it, because it's from the side, and she's got this scarf, this like big scarf that just covers up everything. And I hate when these headlines say topless, and you know, you want to race to it because you think you're going to see something. When they say topless, they just mean they're not wearing a shirt, but they're totally completely covered up. I mean, there are things that she could wear shirt-wise that would expose more than is exposed in this topless picture of her. So, you know, the headline is just to get our attention. But, there's like this tremendous age difference between them. And he was pictured falling asleep at a basketball game they were attending the other day. And, you know, you wonder if maybe she kept him up a little late at night. But, you know, look, do they love each other? I don't know. I can't answer that question. But if you look at her and you look at him, she would never look across a bar or look across a health club or look across a grocery store aisle and see Bill Belichick and think, oh, wow, that's my main man. That's the guy I want to be with. I can't picture that happening. So, you know, she's in it for the publicity. He's in it, I guess, for the publicity. Well, look, you know, who can blame a guy? 72 years old, dating somebody 24? I mean, you can't beat up on a guy for doing that. I mean, if she wants to do it, if it's, you know, if it's something she wants to do and he wants to do it, you know, so what? I mean, it might look a little weird, but I think sometimes people are just jealous and they don't want to say anything. Well, they want to bash, but sometimes they might not want to say anything because they're a little jealous. Yeah.
I know a lot of people used to look down on stuff like that, like when Hugh Hefner or somebody older would date somebody younger. But I think if they both have a mutual agreement, like, hey, I know you don't like me for me, it's my money. But as long as you give sugar daddy his sugar and she's okay with it, it's like I think, isn't there more of a, if there's a mutual respect, I don't see a problem with it. They both know they're in it for the reasons that they're in it for. I think there's some admirability to that, just being honest. Look, hey, I know why you want me. I know why I want you. You know why I want you. So let's just cut the BS and just do what we do.
Okay, I agree with that, Coleman, but I wonder if that conversation happens. Or I wonder if Bill Belichick really thinks this girl is into him, and maybe she is, but part of the reason she's into him is because he has money and because she's going to get a lot of publicity. I mean, this woman, when they break up, if they break up, or, you know, if she outlives him, she's going to have a name for herself just being associated with Bill Belichick. And if she gets into social media, she's going to have automatic cred going on social media because she's Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
I'm sure Belichick knows it's about the money, because that's why most men with money make the money. They make all that money so they can get whatever woman that they want, right? I know if I hit the lottery, that's what I'm doing.
But do you think people, do you think people really work hard? Well, I don't know if it's that specific. You know, I'm going to work hard because I want a really, really young woman with me. Yeah, that's why I'm going to really work hard. I think maybe they subconsciously know that if they reach a certain position in life financially, there's a better chance they're going to get a really good looking woman. You know, I mean, sometimes you could go to, sometimes you can go to Commander's for brunch. And it's like, what is this? You know, daddy, bring your daughters to lunch day because of, you know, the men and the women. And look, I still have a problem with the age difference between the King of Rex and the Queen of Rex. You know, I don't think the age difference should be that great. I know there's nothing going on, but it makes me think that maybe back in the day, there was something going on and there was something to that. All right. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we would talk a little bit about this. A majority of Democrats agree with Republican office holders and California Governor Gavin Newsom. He's recently been talking a lot to conservative people, and he was on with Steve Gannon. And Gavin Newsom is talking about how, this is the governor of California. I thought he was perceived as being very liberal, but he seems to be positioning himself more as a moderate. So it's pretty obvious that he's going to be running for president in 2028. He's a good-looking guy. If he presents himself as moderate, and if it seems to be sincere, then if Republicans follow the pattern of Donald Trump, if Donald Trump does not run again, if it's over in 2028 for Donald Trump, and the Republican Party thinks, well, we got to have somebody else just like Trump if we're going to win, if they bring a right-wing person into the election as the nominee, and the Democrats have a good, strong, moderate Democrat, the Democrats win. The Democrats win. But unless the Democrats can find that good, moderate person, they're not going to win. It doesn't look like they're going to win anytime soon. But Gavin Newsom may be positioning himself as that right now. By the way, I wanted to mention, I mentioned last hour that Representative Chuck Edwards, Republican from North Carolina, was running into, screaming and just they were really the voters who were at his town hall were really vocally critical of him. And they got very, very critical. They got very hostile when Edwards said that President Donald Trump supports our Constitution. They started booing him. Now, you can get mad at me, but these are Republican voters. So when I tell you that there are a lot of Republicans who are not happy with things so far early in the Trump administration, this is not me bashing Trump. This is just me being honest. Don't text me. Don't criticize me. You talk to the Republican voters who are booing a congressman, a Republican congressman, when he says President Trump supports our Constitution. Because obviously those Republican voters in a red state, North Carolina, don't think Donald Trump respects our Constitution. And I've seen him do a number of things that indicates to me that he doesn't really care much about the Constitution. All right, it is Free for All Friday. And if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian. Ian, you're on WWL. Welcome to the show. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, a couple things real quick. Bring back the guillotine. The guillotine, it's over with. Shoot, it's over with. I mean, the apparatus to be built.
Yeah.
The only thing you're going to hear 2 seconds before you're dead is the click of the actuator releasing the blade. I mean, I think it's simple. And it's not unusual.
Yeah.
It's been done before, right? No, but that's my thought on that. But,
yeah, well, you know, Kevin, I mentioned this. Well, I'll let you talk about that. But I mentioned briefly yesterday that, you know, there were stories about the guillotine. And because the nerves are still alive in the severed head, that like the head, the eyes might be blinking. The, you know, the mouth might make a gesture. I mean, what if the head still had the ability to, after the head was cut off, to just shout out, F you! But I mean, a severed head blinking at you, man, that would be pretty freaky.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I could design something to where the head falls into a box and isn't seen, and you know, but
no,
anyway.
I agree. If we're going to have the death penalty, there are a lot of ways to bring life to an end, and these people are just trying to keep people alive, which is their job. But this is why, and a lot of people don't believe this, but it's more expensive to sentence somebody to death than it is to keep somebody in prison for life. Anyway, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah. The Elon Musk thing with the money and the Joe Rogan. I saw a blip right around election time when Elon Musk was giving money to Donald Trump. And it was quick and fast. And a couple weeks ago, I called the IRS. And so people like senators and congressmen, I can't confirm this, but they're exempt from capital gains taxes, which actually helps them build their wealth. And I called the IRS. They told me because I tried to act like I might qualify for an exemption, and I got a long runaround. But I would have to hire an attorney or something like that. And my accountant's not going to do all of that for nothing. You know what I mean? So I was trying to do it. But if you like everybody says, follow the money. So if Elon Musk donated whatever, say $300 million to Donald Trump, to the Republicans and their campaign fund, and he's going to save $1 billion, do the math, Scoot. That would be like me giving you $3 and you giving me back $100. I would take that exchange anytime. He's a special, quote unquote, special employee because he's not officially an employee, but if he falls into that category where he's exempt from capital gains, I mean, exactly. And then how, and they want to know how all these congressmen and senators, if they're exempt from it, which, I mean, if it's legal and it's in the codes of the IRS, that's fine. Okay. Hallelujah. Great for you. I wish I qualified for it, but you know, I don't.
But Kevin, what bothers me is that if that's true, who voted for them to get the exemption from the capital gains tax?
that's another topic.
They did.
Conversation. But you see what I'm saying, though. I mean, if it's there and it's legal, then. But why would Elon Musk be like, oh, I can't talk about that? Well, if it's legal, Elon, talk about it. Spit it out. You know,
well,
they don't.
I mean, I got the impression that he really is afraid of violence. He's really afraid of being assassinated if he really does reveal all these ways that politicians are getting money. And you know none of them want to talk about it. But if you just look at how they start out, I mean, take a guy like Steve Scalise. I mean, he didn't have money when he started in politics, but he's got money now. And you don't build up that kind of wealth on $175,000 a year salary.
Exactly.
But, Kevin, I enjoyed our conversation, man. I appreciate you listening, and I hope you have a great weekend. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get back to more of your calls here in just a moment. You know, I'm among my favorite bands is Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi formed on this day in 1983. And I have seen them several times. I've seen Bon Jovi as a solo artist several times. I love this band. And so to honor the day in 1983 that Bon Jovi formed for the first time, I thought I'd play my favorite Bon Jovi song. And this is it. I mean, he had so many great hits, but this is my favorite Bon Jovi song. Man, and Bon Jovi had the big hair. I had the big hair at one point. Bon Jovi was just, he was it. He was the quintessential rock star. And in some ways, still is. Still trying to find out whether or not his voice is good enough for him to tour again. He can do some recording, but he's not sure that he can go on and do a two and a half hour show. So we don't know if we're going to see him touring again. But I've seen him recently, and he's let his gray grow out. He's not dyeing his hair. I think John Bon Jovi looks better today than he looked back then. When he did this song. So look, this is another reminder to you millennials and Zoomers and Xers, man, take care of yourself and you can be kicking it when you get older. And when you get to be 72 years old like Bill Belichick, you might have a 24-year-old girlfriend. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, there is legislation in Texas that is designed to ban litter boxes from the classroom and from schools. And this is involving furries. Now, you all know what a furry is. We're all adults here. Some kids might be listening, and there's an easy way to explain furries. Furries are teenagers or adults who relate to animals. They relate to being an animal, and they dress up like animals. And they dress up in outfits. Here's the adult part. I'll try to be careful about this. But let's just say that when they're in these outfits, they do things that adults do while they're wearing the outfits. Now, if you're a kid, you're not supposed to do certain things. But when you get to be an adult, you can do certain things. So you get to do certain things, and you do those things when you're in the actually wearing the outfit. And again, I remind you that the whole controversy over litter boxes in the classroom is based on an original fake story. But this is something that exploded over time in the conservative media echo chamber, where you are hearing that it's true. So when I say it's not true, then people get upset with me. But this was based originally on fake news. It did not really ever happen. And kids were not really putting litter boxes in the bathrooms. For those who relate to being a dog or a cat or an animal, they had a choice of using the urinal, the toilet, or the litter box. That was just simply not happening. So now somebody wants to go so far as to deal with furries in school. And look, if there are kids that are, you know, dressing up as furries in school, I mean, you can have a dress code in school and not let them be furries at school. You know, I mean, some people are just whacked out. I can't explain it because, you know, I'm not whacked out. But some people are just, you know, whacked out. And yesterday we talked about this woman who is actually part of the group that is consulting people on mental health issues and directing the state of Oregon when it comes to mental health issues. This one woman identifies with being a turtle. And that's called turtle gender, or in some cases, tortoise gender. And I'm just thinking, I mean, this is just crazy. But, you know, if somebody wants to relate to being a turtle, okay, but how does that affect my life? It doesn't affect my life, and it shouldn't affect your life. It shouldn't affect anybody's life, because life shouldn't change because somebody wants to be a turtle. Life shouldn't change because, you know, somebody, you know, thinks that they relate more to being a dog or a cat or a wolf or a coyote or whatever. But I just find it interesting that, you know, these politicians, they think they're doing something good. And in this case, here's a politician talking about legislation to ban certain things that relate to furries in schools when that has not actually been a problem in the past. And so, you know, you've got to watch politicians who create legislation based on one thing, to try to get the attention of the voters. And there are people who are the constituents of these politicians who think, okay, great, this is going to be awesome, man. This person's standing up for me. This person's giving me what I want. This person's representing me. And so I'm going to vote for this person because he's finally going to do something about furries in school, when I don't really think there's a problem with furries in school. Now, sometimes I see, you know, kind of teenagers walking around Lakeside Mall. And some of them look like they might have a tendency to bond a little closely with an animal. I mean, they're not in full furry costumes, but they're accents to their style that indicate that they're, you know, maybe relating to an animal. And, I mean, if somebody wants to do that, well, I mean, that's their business. All right, it's Free for All Friday. We got a lot of calls to get to, so let's get to those. And we'll be talking about Snow White here in just a few minutes. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good week. I got a question for you. The first one is, if this turtle lady, is her nickname Ninja?
No, I don't think she's. I don't think she's a ninja. I think she relates to actually being a turtle. I mean, what is this? No, somebody that would be, reclusive? You know, I know.
I'm trying to be funny before I got serious.
But James, I know, you know, you do know that there's that phrase for somebody who's really shy, you know, get out of your shell. Maybe this is somebody who's in their shell.
There you go. Good. We're keeping it light because let me ask you a couple more questions. Do you remember a murder trial with Aaron Mintz and Pam Mintz?
Yes, I do.
In the 80s? He got off, remember?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to show you my prejudice. When I first heard that he was accused and all of the details that went along, I said, white man's not going to get convicted. We don't convict white people in this state, and we don't put white millionaires to death in this state. We just don't. And then a few years later, show my prejudice again, there was a guy, I think his name was Plachette. He killed a man named Doucette on television, live. Admitted why he did it, and I think he had a damn good reason for doing it, but he committed murder on TV. He killed the guy, shot him in the head, walking through an airport because the guy had kidnapped and raped his son. He spent less than a week in jail and probation. Don't kill or we don't execute white people that have money, the state.
But so you know, white people have been executed in recent years in America. I can't think of the names of the states, but I've seen it happen.
What I'm saying, in this state, you got money and a good reason, you don't get put to death. At least we do it. I don't remember in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So there's some criteria for it. I think in the Constitution it's called cruel and unusual punishment. So we shouldn't really be cruel to them, but if we have to, we punish them by putting them in debt. But we don't do it evenly, and we don't do it fairly. That's my complaint. That's it.
Well, you know, the prejudice of the justice system has been a point of contention for a very, very long time, James. And look, I said yesterday, and I'm going to say it again, it is far better for a guilty man to go free than for an innocent man to be executed. There's a disproportionate number of crimes committed by African Americans. That's unfortunate. It's not because of their skin color. It's because of a multitude of other reasons. There's a disproportionate number of African American men on death row. Does that mean that it's because of a disproportionate number of crimes committed by African Americans? You know, I don't know. And maybe there's a study out there that goes into depth. I don't have that information in front of me. But there have been, and I don't have the information in front of me, but there have been white men that have been executed in this country in recent years. And again, maybe it was Georgia or Texas. I don't remember, but I just remember that it has indeed happened. Okay, let's go to David in California. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I heard you talking about the death penalty there, and maybe people could get sentenced to living in Cancer Alley. did you hear it last Friday? Last Friday, you know, the people down there have been poisoned for 50, 75, maybe even as long as since World War II.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to kind of chuckle at that, because I mean, I'm laughing because it would be an interesting way to sentence somebody to death, have them just, you know, live in a certain area of Louisiana. And it's really sad that more isn't done. And I believe the Trump administration has allowed the company to continue doing what it's doing, and that's going to lead to more cancer rates, and it seems like more should be done. But I think there was a change there recently, and the Trump administration allowed it to go on status quo.
Well, they just dropped the case. You know, there's there are any number of stories about it. Good grief, I'll find the name of the plant, but it basically drops the case. And what I'm worried about is that the it's called the Denka performance. I'm trying to figure out what this word is. Elastomer plant, Denka performance elastomer plant in Reserve, Louisiana. So he drops the case, and all of these news stories talk about a family who had been poisoned for 40, 50 years. One woman is the sole survivor of a whole family who died of cancer down there. Now, I would think that when we finally convict Trump and Elon of murder, we should sentence them to live down there and clean it up. Get that fat bastard out there and clean up that plant and stop profiteering. Apparently, the state of Louisiana and the organizations that helped start the lawsuit are going to have to pay the legal bills to the crooked company, DuPont, that has been poisoning and killing people for decades, and that their punishment should be sent down there to clean it up. So, you know, all this talk about guillotines and gas and this and that and the other, let's get some serious punishment for polluters.
You know, I think that's a very, very creative thought, David. You know, maybe there are things that we could do. But see, some of those things would be considered cruel and unusual, and that's not going to fly with the courts. But, you know, these ways of ending life like nitrogen, which is being proposed and now being challenged. Man, I've learned from so many of our listeners who have dealt in the chemical industry and have been around nitrogen. They talk about this gas as being just so deadly that you die instantly. Why is there a contention over this being used as a form of death? If you just die instantly, then inject them with nitrogen, and they just die instantly. If you're not going to actually kill people, then don't have the death penalty. But these arguments about, oh, it has to be so humane. I mean, how humane does it have to be? It seems like, as I mentioned, fentanyl or morphine, or now I've learned that nitrogen can be used as a really interesting, not interesting, but a really easy way to bring an end to life. But, you know, these lawyers are continuing to, you know, rack up the bills by, you know, just trying to keep these people alive. But the idea that nitrogen, from what I've learned about it, is cruel and unusual, I don't get it. And a judge at some point is going to have to stand up and say, wait a minute, enough with all this. You know, this is as humane as it's going to be. So if we're going to have the death penalty, let's do it. If you want to join us with a comment on this Free for All Friday, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. It's kind of nice today, but it is going to be extremely stormy tomorrow. Now, we heard that last week, and Saturday turned out to be okay, so you never really know. But it seems like tomorrow is going to be kind of a rough day. So, you know, if there's a tornado in your area, you know, get into the bathroom, get into a door frame, or get into the middle of your house. Stay away from the windows, obviously. But there will be a lot of warnings about that if we get into that situation tomorrow. Just be safe and be alert. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1995, the Goo Goo Dolls released their album, A Boy Named Goo, and this was the big hit off of the album. Listen to the lyrics here. Johnny Resnick wrote this song about an affair he had with MTV VJ Kennedy, who's now on, I think, the Fox News Channel. And, you know, he wrote this song. He didn't mention her name, and that's what the song is all about. Never mentioned your name. But, yeah, this was about his affair with Kennedy, VJ Kennedy, who now on Fox News. Johnny Resnick was married at the time, so it was a problem. Yeah, this was a huge hit. The Goo Goo Dolls were punk rockers out of Buffalo, and this ballad really just put them on the charts, and then they became more of an alt-pop group. I wanted to go into detail this afternoon about what a great songwriter Johnny Resnick is, and he really is, and maybe we'll do this on another day, but because of their name, the Goo Goo Dolls are not always taken seriously, but I had a long conversation with Johnny Resnick once, and, man, he is a tortured soul. And a lot of what Johnny Resnick writes, a lot of the Goo Goo Dolls hits, are songs that we can all relate to because many of us are like Johnny Resnick and many of us are tortured. And I'm not talking about just his affair with Kennedy. I'm just talking about just being a tortured soul and hoping for things that you don't need. And then, you know, what you find in life doesn't always set you free. And again, just really, really great, great lyrics. And maybe we'll do that on another day. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's talk just briefly about Snow White. There's a new live action movie coming out, Snow White. It's a reboot of the 1937 animated classic from Disney. And the actresses, Rachel Zegler and Gail Godot, are really causing quite a stir on social media. Rachel Zegler has been generating a lot of social media activity because she criticizes the original Snow White, criticizes the character of Snow White because, you know, it was about a guy who was kind of stalking her, and Snow White wasn't a woman of power in the original. And she also has a pro-Palestinian stance, and she has used the movie as an opportunity to promote her pro-Palestinian stance. Gail Godot, who plays the evil witch, has also created a stir on social media. She's Israeli, and she has been supporting her pro-Israeli stance through the movie. Also, one of the prominent dwarf actors in Hollywood is Peter Dinklage, and he was in Game of Thrones. And he's upset because Disney has changed the dwarfs. they didn't want to reinforce stereotypes. So instead of the dwarves, they have magical creatures that just are there. They're magical creatures. And I mean, some of them were kind of mean and kind of scary, but they didn't want to reinforce the stereotypes. And so Dinklage and others are not happy with that. And he's criticizing the movie as F backwards. And so, you know, I mean, no matter what you do, people are going to criticize it, especially if you try to redo a classic like Snow White. But apparently this is a story that is more reflective of America today and the role of the woman today. And so things are changing. And some might argue that it's a DEI version of Snow White. Honestly, it sounds kind of interesting to me based on some of these things, but it's not the typical. It's going to be more reflective of society today. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with redoing a classic movie that more represents the attitude and the trends of the day. You know, some things need to be updated. And you still have the classic. The classic is never going to go away. But for young generations viewing this, I don't think there's anything wrong with redoing a movie that reflects the times in which we live. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. You know, listen, for the Xers and Millennials and Zoomers, you know, when baby boomers criticize your music, remind them that they had a lot of music about drugs. And this was a song released in 1966, and as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation, I can tell you that this was a song that was a big hit, and we all listened to it. Released on this day in 1966, the song is called Kicks by Paul Revere and the Raiders, and it's not about shoes. It's about drugs. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1965... Petula Clark made her first appearance on American television, singing the song Downtown on The Ed Sullivan Show. And if you're ever in the situation that George Costanza was in on Seinfeld, if you're looking for the answer, go downtown. Yeah, Petula Clark was really, really cute. And, I remember her very vividly. And it was so interesting how back then, artists didn't dance. Like, she just stood there. I mean, you could Google an appearance of Petula Clark on The Ed Sullivan Show singing Downtown. She just kind of stands there and moves her arms a little bit. But it was really kind of a boring performance. But, yeah, a fun song back then. All right, we have a lot more still to come. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. And I'll read some more comments from the SOTA Facebook page, which are always quite interesting.